going to go to your phone calls here in a moment, but I wanted to play Klaus Schwab at the big global government UN summit they just had, announcing world government, talking about we need a great reset for the world. He went on in other clips I have to say China is the model of the world and the fourth industrial revolution. I wanted to finish up on the euthanasia and what's going to happen very, very soon as they roll this out according to their timeline with government-forced suicide or murder coming up in just a moment, and then your phone calls. But here's Klaus Schwab.
Of course, if you look at all the challenges, we can speak about a multi-crisis, an economic, a political, a social, an ecological, an institutional crisis. But actually, what we have to confront is a deep, systemic, and structural restructuring of our world. And this will take some time. And the world will look differently after we have gone through this transition process. Politically, the driving forces for this political transformation, of course, is the transition into a multipolar world, which has a tendency to make our world much more fragmented. And for these reasons, events like this one, the G20, and so on, are the very important connectors to avoid a too great segmentation.
Of course, he goes on to praise China as the model of this great reset and this new alignment and this multipolar world, where China is the model for us here in America. It declines as a power. That's the process you see going on with the destruction of our nation at every level. Here's Klaus Schwab.
We have now a window of opportunity to create this global reset, which we all need. This global reset is necessary because we have seen that our policies, which we pursued before the coronavirus struck us, that those policies do not create the necessary inclusion of society necessary for harmonious societal development. And they do not create the sustainability of what we are doing. Just think of the global warming. Technologies of the fourth industrial revolution. I'm thinking here of artificial intelligence. I'm thinking of the Internet of Things, of the new capabilities we have with genetic engineering. Those technologies have been very much advanced by the pandemic. We know that many of the world's problems can only be solved if we apply new technologies. And I'm happy to see China putting high importance on developing its fourth industrial revolution capabilities. So we have a great opportunity at this moment, like we had after World War II, to have in some way a new beginning in our global cooperation, in globalization, in managing our global affairs.
And that means private corporate interests doing it with robots and drones and total control. All the hell you see in China, he is saying, is the model. Now, Trudeau gave a speech and said, we're going to censor everything as bullying and hate, and basically the ADL will run our lives. I'm not going to play that clip as a time. I want to go to your calls. But I've got Xi Jinping. I want to play this clip just yesterday, dressing down Trudeau publicly because they had a private meeting, and Trudeau basically is a communist Chinese agent. He said that. He said, I want to be a dictator like Xi Jinping, and he lets Chinese troops train there. He's taking the guns. He's censoring. He's outlawing speech. He's got forced injections coming. I mean, the guy is a freaking monster and says China's the model. But then his boss, Xi Jinping, dresses down the little pretty boy retarded demon, Trudeau. Here it is.
And that's not how the way the conversation was conducted. If
否则这个结果就不好说了。
If there is sincerity on your part,
free and open and frank dialogue, and what we will continue to have, we will continue to look to work constructively together. But there will be things we will disagree on, and we will have.
也可以坚持，
创造条件，创造条件。
Let's create the conditions first.
好。Slapped him around, and again, that's at yesterday's event, but they have G20 coming up, so they have an advertisement there on the back for G20, all these globalist events where they all get together with the corporations and sell out humanity. Now, there's another really key clip I want to get to. That's John Kerry, clip 6, where he explains we've got to get the money into this. And we've got to use government to direct money into the carbon taxes, into this new economy to shut down the old economy. And they're very close to that. Once they fire this up, it moves very quickly once they get us in this position of having our energy cut off, which we're almost in. Here it is.
The idea behind the launch of the First Movers Coalition is pretty straightforward. We needed to create demand signals in the marketplace where they didn't exist. Which takes boldness. It takes courage by these executives who have made the decisions to be part of this. And we modeled it somewhat on the experience of what happened with vaccines. The government said, you know, we'll pay for it, build it. And the same thing with SpaceX. If you build it, we're going to use it and we'll pay for it. And so people who were putting capital at risk knew that they could get a return on that capital, or at least cover their expenses in the case of something like vaccines, where human life was so at risk. Well, human life is at risk now in the context of the challenge of the global climate crisis.
So give government guarantees to investments for profiteering to do it. And here's another WEF panelist boasting about individual carbon footprint tracker, which will be the basis of surveillance, control, and selective shutdowns of all industry they don't want to exist. Here it is.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
So think carbon rationing, think death panels, think euthanasia, think artificially cutting off resources, and then the government telling you, sorry, you've got to opt in to kill yourself now, and we're not going to give you any free welfare anymore, but we'll give you all you want for a year, just sign up to be killed at this point, and then they come and force you to kill yourself. They murder you. Here's Bill Gates a decade ago selling teachers on, if we kill an old lady, you get 10 jobs. That's not how it actually works. We build societies to help each other of complexity and of compassion. That actually builds a world worth living in. We have unlimited resources as long as we decide to value human life. But this whole exercise of euthanasia and transgenderism and all of it is about not valuing human life and destroying human life, productivity, and fertility. Here it is.
Is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
And then they laugh after that. We're going to go to break. We're going to come right back with Charles and Casey and Trent and AJ and Salim and everybody, Jefferson, Mary, Donna. We're going to get Jay. We're going to get to all of you coming up. Don't forget, we got a mega blowout sale. Even though these products we sold out for months, I'm still keeping them 50 to 60% off with promo code 1776, DNA Force Plus, X3, Vitamineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all 50 to 60% off, selling out at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was a run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, which is the 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.